Your message. I'll give it to Mrs. White as soon as possible.
All right. Just tell her I'm very sorry I can't make it to the meeting this afternoon because my daughter is not feeling well and I'm going to have to pick her up from school. I'm afraid we're going to have to call it off.
I'm sorry about your daughter. No problem, ma'am. I'll let her know.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
¿Lo has entendido todo? Si la respuesta es no, puede que tu inglés no esté a la altura de tu puesto de trabajo. No pasa nada. Tenemos la solución. Nuestros cursos intensivos residenciales. Durante 5 días convivirás con tus profesores y recibirás clases 100% método Vaughan combinadas con conversaciones más distendidas con ellos. Por fin tu inglés estará a la altura. Los intensivos residenciales de Vaughan también están disponibles en versión fin de semana. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Vaughan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM. Inglés in Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. How you doing? How you doing, everybody? How's everybody doing today? I hope you're having a good day. We got a nice show for you today. Lots to cover. Lots to talk about on this Friday afternoon. It's June 23rd. To be honest, it's my birthday, everybody. It is. It's my birthday, right? I'm kind of celebrating a little bit, right? Anyway, I'll tell you a little bit about a lot of different things on the show today. We're going to have a fairly normal program, maybe a few little birthday surprises, but nothing too crazy. We're going to look at history today. Other than my birth, it was also, you know who I share a birthday with, Tino, is Zidane, the football player, Zidane. I share a birthday and a hairstyle with him, right? Cada vez más. Anyway, also Tim Burton's Batman is released. Or was released, I should say, on this day in 1989. El año 89. Yeah. And we also have the International Olympic Committee being formed way back in 1894. Yeah, 1894. So we'll talk about that. We've also got, we got some vocabulary for you. We've got some music for you. We're going to sing how about a little Johnny Cash today? On my birthday, Johnny Cash, a little Ring of Fire, maybe? We'll do that one. We can sing that song. We got some weird news, also technology news. Lots to talk about on the Drive Time Show. Let's get things started, everybody. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Happy birthday,
Kyle.
To
Oh, what can I say? What can I say? It's my birthday. Hey, thanks, Tino. That's a birthday gift from Tino. And I didn't know it was coming. I didn't know. So thank you, Tino. Thanks a lot for that. Touching.
Cari canela para los oídos.
Yeah. It is. It is indeed. All right. So thanks. Thank you, Tino. Thank you very much. All right, everybody. As we get things started, why don't we go ahead with our Twitter translation?
Twitter translation.
Oh, the Twitter translation, everybody. You know how this one works? People write in on Twitter. Yeah, if you want to participate, you can write in. So, Tino, how can people find me on Twitter?
Find me on Twitter. I'm Kyle Miller.
Or I'm Kile Miyar.
Kile Miyar, Miyar, Miyar. Yeah, that's right. I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Twitter. You can write in and let me know how to say the following. ¿Cómo se dice? Más vale que hagas algo pronto. Oye, más vale que hagas algo pronto.
Tranquilo, mantén la calma.
Bueno, all right, so let me know how to say that in English. Tell me how to say that one. And we'll talk about it a little bit later on, un poco más tarde, ¿no? A little bit later on in the Drive Time Show. Meanwhile, why don't we take a step into the warm-up gym?
The warm-up gym.
Here we are in the warm-up gym, everybody, just like that. Woo, getting warmed up. We have lots to talk about on our show today, but we're going to start with some translation. Right? Everybody likes... I think most people like translation. Right, Tino? Why not, hey? All right. Now, we're going to do a few sentences, and we're going to get increasingly more difficult, right? Cada vez más difícil. More and more difficult. Increasingly difficult. Okay? Number one. Aquella gente es alemana. Those people are German. Aquella gente, claro. Hey, those people are German. Those people are German. Number two. Somos nosotros. It's us.
Soy un animal esbelto.
Somos nosotros. So when someone comes to the door, toc, 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 who is it? It's us. It's Kyle. It's me. It's Tino and I. Who is it? It's us. Somos nosotros. We don't say we are us. You don't say I am. Who is it? I am Kyle. No, you say it's Kyle. Okay? Number three. Voy al trabajo en coche. Ir en coche. I drive to work. It's true. I drive to work. Actually, no, that's not true. I usually take the metro to work. But today I didn't. Today I took a taxi today, Tino.
A patrullando la ciudad, como diría el Fari.
Claro. I took a taxi to work today because I was trying to sort of treat myself. Un capricho, no? A treat. I was saying, you know what? It's my birthday. I'm going to take a taxi. Now, I left my house at the normal time, and I could have taken the metro, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to go tranquilamente in a taxi. And I got into the taxi. Well, actually, no, this was the problem. I couldn't find one. So I was waiting and waiting, and I was almost late because it took me a lot longer than usual to find a taxi. But I got one, and so I took a taxi. And I got here right on time. On time. So not early, not late. Right on time. Okay, number four. ¿Dónde puedo comprar un periódico? Where can I buy a newspaper? Un periódico. Where? Hey, where can I buy a newspaper? Good question. Number five. No he comido todavía. I haven't eaten yet.
Me apetece.
Claro. I haven't eaten yet. I haven't eaten yet. Number six.
¿Se te ha ocurrido alguna vez traerlo aquí? Has it ever occurred to you to bring it here? ¿Alguna vez, Tino? ¿Se te ha ocurrido alguna vez traerlo aquí? Has it ever occurred to you to bring it here? Okay.
De vez en cuando.
Number 7. Tengo serias dudas. I have serious doubts. Tengo serias dudas. I have serious doubts. Yeah. I have serious doubts. Number 8. Fallaron por un pelo. Por un pelo. They missed by a hair. They missed by a hair. Por un pelo. Claro. Number 9, we'll do 2 more, all right? Dos más. We'll do 2 more. Alguien está llamando a la puerta. Someone is knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Yeah, someone is knocking at the door. Okay, finally, number 2. I'm going to see if I can get a tough one here, a tricky one. El consejo se reúne cada 2 meses. Se reúne, ¿no? Cada 2 meses. El consejo, the board. The board meets every 2 months. The board, el consejo. The board meets every 2 months. Board, what does that word mean? Now, I'm saying B-O-A-R-D. Not B-O-R-E-D. B-O-R-E-D, which is bored, aburrido. I'm bored. I need something to do because I'm bored. No, it's not that kind of bored, but it's pronounced the same. The board, el consejo, the board of directors, el consejo de administración, no, the board of directors, a board meeting. And then we also have a board, which is a piece of wood. A wooden, como una tabla de madera, I guess you'd say a board. So, we also have the word lumber. And my definition of lumber is essentially refined wood. So if you cut down a tree, right? Then you send it to the mill, el molino, and you cut it into boards. And so we're talking about, tablas, I suppose, de madera, pieces of wood. And so in Canada, we get a lot of wood. A lot of houses are made of wood. And so they use lumber, L-U-M-B-E-R, lumber, which is this word for refined wood. And one of my first jobs was working in a lumber yard. So the yard, like the place where the lumber is kept. I worked at a, what do they call it? Hardware store, ferreteria. Hardware store and lumber yard. It was a building supply center. So kind of like a Leroy Merlin, but miniature, a small one. So this was in my hometown of Liverpool, Nova Scotia. And it served Liverpool, Nova Scotia, Canada, by the way. It served the local market, the local area of people who were building houses, contractors, right? Contractors. So a contractor isn't just a big company like, BHL. You know, it can be like a carpenter who registers his business, and they often get discounts from the building supply store. So they would come, and I used to work in the store mixing paint and selling nails and rope and screws and hammers and whatever. But then when someone would come with looking for an order to sell or to pick up building supplies, and we had a truck that would deliver. We would deliver the building supplies, and so I worked in the store, in the shop. But then when a big order came, I would often go with the driver. I was only 16, I was 17, I guess, 17 years old. I'd go with the driver. I had my license, I guess, but I wasn't, they didn't trust me. Well, they didn't trust me, but they didn't let me drive the truck. I went with the driver, and together we would unload the lumber at the building sites, or unload roofing tiles, or not so much tiles, but what we call shingles, so roofing shingles made of asphalt. And those are very heavy. I remember, I think they weighed 70 kilos. No, it couldn't be that much. 70 pounds. It must have been 70 pounds. So maybe 30 kilos. Yeah, about 30 kilos each one. And so you're carrying those all day, and it's hot in the summer. Well, I'll tell you, it's hard work. It was hard work. But I enjoyed it, and I liked that job. I look back very fondly on those things. Anyway, all right. So I want to thank you very much. I want to thank all the people. I'm sort of reading my screen here because people are writing in, and I want to thank everybody who's wishing me a happy birthday now, including Vaughn Radio. Hey, big thanks to Tino. Tino's laughing. I can hear Tino. I don't always hear Tino laughing through the wall, but I could hear him now. Thank you. Yeah. No, Vaughn Radio, but I know who sent that. So probably Mamin. It's probably Mamin behind that. So thank you to everybody who's saying thanks and all our saying happy birthday. And Ingrid writes in, says happy birthday. And Yolanda and Bra and Carlos. A lot of people wishing me happy birthday. Thank you very much. I kind of try to keep this a little bit quiet, but the cat got out of the bag, right? The cat got out of the bag. It became, and we have Paco who sent a really cool one. He spelled out my name in balloons. My gosh. Thank you, Paco. Warming up my desktop. Kyle, happy birthday. Yeah. Anyway, very nice to see. Thank you so much. Means a lot to me. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break, everybody, but I'll be right back.
Disfruta, aprende, diviértete.
The real man's bike.
Infórmate.
Well, it's the general election, that's why.
Cada día algo nuevo y diferente. Cada día más radio. Descubre Vaughan Radio. Nuestros profesores están deseando darte clase. ¿Y tú? ¿No estás deseando venir a conocerlos? Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
¿Eres de los que en verano, cuando llega el calor, dices hot o heat? Si has pensado hot o aún no tienes la respuesta, necesitas mejorar tu inglés. Pero tranquilo, este verano, when the heat comes, tienes una gran oportunidad para conseguirlo. Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en vaughantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupovaughan.com.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Ooh, the trending topic. Trending topic, everybody. What are people talking about? Well, people are talking about a lot of things. People are talking about Friday. Flashback Friday. These are real trending topics. I search for things that people are talking about online. And we kind of made a trending topic yesterday when we announced here on Vaughn Radio, well, when we announced via Twitter, the Canada Day Party. That's right, the Canada Day Party, everybody. I want to mention it one more time because not tomorrow, but I'm talking about the 1st of July, I'm going to be hosting a Canada Day Party. I'm excited because this is the 150th anniversary of Canada, right? This is not any normal Saturday. No es un sábado cualquiera, eh? This is a special day, especially for me as a Canadian. And the Canadian government, they're going crazy about this thing. They're promoting it. There's parties everywhere in Canada. And I thought, I have to represent my country here. And I don't want to go and stand around in an art gallery or drink wine and talk to, I want to have a real proper party, a real Canadian style party. So I decided to have a breakfast, un desayuno canadiense con tortitas, with pancakes. Yeah. So I have organized this with the fine people of Ancora Madrid, which is a very nice bar and restaurant in Madrid. Calle Trafalgar 6, el día 1, el sábado 1 de julio, de 10 a 2, from 10 to 2, Trafalgar 6, Madrid, Canada Day breakfast. This is a free event. Es gratis. I'm going to be cooking for you. Well, not me and a couple people. Alberto Alonso's going to be there cooking. I think we're going to get Peter Swindon to cook as well, Tino. Peter Swindon. Yeah, he's going to be cooking because he's one of our good friends here who works in the office, and he used to be a chef. Did you know that? He was a chef. O cocinero, no sé. Cocinero, chef, no sé. But he was a chef. And so he said, Kyle, I'm in. Cuenta conmigo. He says, count me in, he said. So he's going to be helping out, and we're going to be cooking pancakes, bacon, eggs, sausage. It's going to be great. And now I do say free. However, we are going to have a suggested donation, una donación, to the cancer. And all the proceeds go to the Cancer Society, the Organización Española contra el Cáncer, right? Or the Asociación, I think they say. The Association. The Spanish Cancer Association is where the money goes. €5 if you can give it. And if you don't have it, if you can't, you say, es que no tengo dinero hoy. No pasa nada. Don't worry about it. Right? You don't have to pay. But if you can give us €5, we'll give it to the Cancer Society. And that's a good thing, I think. It's a good thing. It's something that everybody can relate to. Everybody has feelings about, you know, cancer has affected everybody. It really has. So it's a chance for us to do something, right? It's a chance for us to raise a bit of money. It's a chance for us to have a good time, celebrate Canada, and have a good feed, some good food. Also, I have some entertainment lined up. That right, folks? That's not all. We're going to have comedy. We're going to have bilingual comedy from our friends at Freshly Comedy. Mr. Juan Solo is going to be acting. He's going to be performing as well. From Paramount Comedy. We're going to have a Canadian magician, un mago canadiense, también, Tino. Un mago. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot going on throughout the morning. You don't have to stay the whole time. Stay as long as you want, the whole time if you want. But I think most people will stay a half an hour, whatever. Have some food, have some fun, right? So thank you. Come on out. I hope you will enjoy it. It's the 1st of July, right? July 1st, which is a Saturday. Es un domingo. Es un sábado. Excuse me. Es un sábado. It's a Saturday. Saturday, July 1st. So not tomorrow, but the following Saturday. Ancora Madrid, Calle Trafalgar 6. Mark it in your calendar. Come on out. Have some fun. Celebrate Canada with me. Join me. It's going to be a good time. Anyway, that's our trending topic. I call it a trending topic. I hope to make it trending anyway, right? Hopefully I'm not the only one that's talking about this thing, right? Anyway, hey, why don't we go ahead and take a look at some vocabulary? How about that? Vocabulary. We're going to talk about the theater, el teatro. The theater. Which, by the way, for me, I would say, si voy al cine, if I'm going to the cinema, I think in North America, or at least in Canada, we would typically say, I'm going to the movies. In the States as well. We're going to the movies. Vamos al cine. Let's go to the movies instead of the cinema. I think the cinema is more British. But anyway, the theater as well. For a live show, you have the seats, las butacas, the seats. Rows, una fila, a row, row. Patio de butacas, ¿cómo se dice? Well, stalls, the stall, a stall. And now a stall, un patio, but a stall is also like a little area. Like maybe you have animals in a stall in a barn, right? In un granero, no? In a barn, maybe you have horses and you have it divided into stalls, S-T-A-L-L. Aisle, pasillo, we say aisle. A-I-S-L-E, aisle, aisle. Actor, actriz, actor. Escenario, stage. Who's on stage? Público, the audience. In the audience. Who's in the audience today? In the audience. Guion. This is the script. S-C-R-I-P-T. Script. P-t-p-t. Script. Script. Camerino. Camerino. No? Dressing room. Telón. The curtain. And you say telonero, right? An opening act. I got a concert. You have an opening act, an opening band, an opening act, an opening group. Telonero. So it comes in the curtain. They are the curtain that opens for the main band. I like that term. But yeah, in Spanish, in English, we would say the curtain, el telón. The curtain. So yeah, aisles and rows. And if you think about Microsoft Excel, Kyle, why are you talking about Microsoft Excel? We're talking about the theater, Kyle. What, are you crazy? No, because we have, okay, you have aisles and rows in a theater, in the cinema, or in a stadium. But in Microsoft Excel, you have rows and columns. So coming down from the top, column. And then a row that goes across. So if you go to the cinema, you go to the movies, you can say, oh, he's sitting in the first row, which I don't like to see. I don't like to do that, sit in the first row, because it's kind of hard on the neck, right? You're always looking up. The first row. Front row, as we often say. Front row seats. Okay, so there you go, everybody. That's our vocabulary today. Yeah, we talked about the theater today. Okay, we are about to take a break. A quick one, right? Short break. Short but sweet, everybody. I'm going to keep it short but sweet. 2 minutes, and I'll be back with plenty more of the Drive Time Show. We got lots to cover. In fact, lots to talk about, including our Twitter translation. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Más vale que hagas algo pronto. Más vale que hagas algo pronto. Tell me how to say that in English. And we'll talk about it. And much, much more. Much more. Right after the break. So don't touch that dial.
Baugen Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Baugan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
Ay, ¿qué es eso?
Una amapola.
¿Y eso?
Otra amapola.
Este verano apúntalos a un campamento en el que se divierten de verdad. Apúntalos a un campamento de inglés Vaughan. Tenemos un montón de opciones. Campamentos en plena naturaleza, campamentos de artes escénicas, campamentos multiaventura y mucho más. Y todo en inglés y para todas las edades. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te informaremos sin ningún compromiso. 91-133-5832.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. Pues si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Alright, everybody, welcome back to the Drive Time Show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. We got a nice program today. We got a lot to talk about as we continue with our Drive Time program. In a few minutes, we'll look at the answers to the Twitter translation. Más vale que hagas algo pronto. Right, you still have a couple minutes to write in. It's not too late, right? You can write in. Más vale que. It's a good expression, a good one to know. Más vale que hagas algo pronto. All right. Now, why don't we move along with a little challenge that we like to do every day? How about the interrogative challenge?
Interrogative challenge.
All right, the interrogative challenge. I'm going to give you the answer, and you can ask me the question. It's a bit strange, right? But that's the way it works. Number one, you can stay here as long as you want. How long can I stay here? Hey, how long can I stay here? As long as you want. Number two, you didn't know because no one informed you. Why didn't I know? Why didn't I know? Oh, because no one informed you. Number three, he broke it last night. When did he break it? When did he break it? Number four, they're expecting us at 10 p.m. What time are they expecting us? What time are they expecting us? Number five, I'm leaving to Paris tomorrow. Where are you going tomorrow? I should have said, I'm going to Paris. Sorry, where are you going? Where are you going tomorrow? I'm going to Paris tomorrow. Number six, I'm going to resign later this year. When are you going to resign? When are you going to resign? Number seven, we flew up to 7,000 meters.
high did you fly? How high did you fly? Up to 7,000 meters. Number 8. I eat pasta twice a week. How often do you eat pasta? Pasta. Oh, yeah, I eat pasta several times a week. I like it. How often do you eat pasta? Number 9. You should keep it for 3 days. How long should I keep it? How long should I keep it? 3 days. What? Yeah, 3 days. Number 10. There are no sentences left. How many sentences are there left? Hey, how many sentences are there left? There are no sentences left. Not even one. And that's the final one. That's right, because there are no sentences left. Okay. How many sentences are there left? Yeah, it's a good exercise. It's a good way to practice developing agility with the interrogative form, right? And anyway, we're going to move on. Why don't we take a look at history? Do you like history, Tino? I always ask, ¿te gusta? I always ask Tino if he likes every section. Well, I often do. Anyway, let's take a look back at today. I'm talking about June 23rd, today in history.
Today in history.
All right, everybody, let's look at June 23rd in history. We're talking about the International Olympic Committee, which was formed on this day in 1894, a long time ago. Now, this is the body, the organization that's responsible for continuing the spirit of friendly competition and physical excellence, they call it. Yeah, the IOC, it's known as the IOC, the International Olympic Committee. And it was founded by a Frenchman, a French guy, a Frenchman named Pierre de Coubertin, and is based in Geneva, Switzerland. Now, the IOC oversees all aspects of the Olympic Games, including deciding which country will host the Games. It's made up of about 100 members, including former and active athletes and member of the National Olympic Committees and international federations, right? Now, hosting the Olympics can be a big boost for a chosen city's economy, and it can last for a long time after the Olympics has finished. Take a look at Barcelona, right? Barcelona really was put on the map by the Games. Just ask Teresa Thabel, friend of the program, Teresa Thabel, who came to the Drive Time show a couple months ago. We talked about her time as the president of the Spanish Olympic Committee. We talked with her about that and also the impact that it has had on Barcelona. And if I think in Canada about the city of Calgary, which hosted the Winter Olympics in 1988, they got a tremendous boost and became really a world center for winter sport. You know, your maybe secondary winter sports like bobsled and ski jumping and things like that. They have excellent facilities as a result of the Games. And they continue to be, an important training center to this day. Now, some cities have given elaborate, fancy, expensive gifts or even money payments to IOC members to win their support. Right? In 2002, members of the IOC resigned after being caught taking bribes from Salt Lake City. Taking bribes. So when someone gives you some money, hey, vote for me and I'll give you $1 million. Similarly, the Japanese city of Nagano was found to be giving illegitimate and excessive level of hospitality to IOC members, including 4.4 million on entertainment. Entertainment. Anyway, so the IOC was founded, the International Olympic Committee, founded in 1894. Tim Burton, let's go ahead to 1989, the day I turned nine. Tim Burton was, the Batman film was released on my birthday. Officially, or specifically, Tim Burton's version of Batman, which was the one that starred Michael Keaton. But really, it was Jack Nicholson who stole the show with his role as the Joker. From the beginning, there was controversy around the casting of Keaton, right, who was better known for comedies than action roles. And there was a big role of, or there a roster of prominent leading men, including Mel Gibson, Dennis Quaid, Harrison Ford, Kevin Costner, that were all considered for the role, but they decided to go with Keaton, Michael Keaton, the lesser known actor. But the gamble paid off, right? It bore fruit. Yeah, the film was a big hit. It grossed about $100 million in the first 10 days after the release, and Burton would make one more Batman film with Michael Keaton before giving the franchise a change of hands. About 15 years later, director for Christopher Nolan did a reboot of the series, as they say, with another giant hit, this time with Christian Bale as Batman. So there you go. Tim Burton's Batman came out on this day in 1989. Let's go back to 1973. A little bit before my time, but we share a birthday. It's Zinedine Zidane. Zizou, right? Zidane. He was born on this day in 1973. One of France's greatest football players of all time. Yeah, he was a three-time FIFA World Player of the Year, and he led France to victory in the World Cup in 1998. He was the son of Algerian immigrants, or he is the son of Algerian immigrants, and learned to play soccer in the streets of La Castellane, a rough part of his hometown of Marseille. Now, after starring in clubs in France, Italy, and Spain for many years, he decided that he would retire after the 2006 World Cup. And it seemed like his career was heading for a storybook finish. It'll be a wonderful finish, right? He'll end on a high note, playing, maybe winning the final, maybe, against Italy. But instead, it ended in a shocking, a change of events when an enraged opponent, right, commented something to him, Marco Materazzi. His comments caused, of course, Zidane to slam his head into the Italian player's chest, and it threw him out of the game. France lost on penalty kicks. But despite the incident, Zidane is still considered one of the greats. And, of course, now is coaching here in Madrid. There you go. Zizou, as you call him. And one of the great talents, one of the all-time greats, really. There's something wonderful about players like that. And he reminds me, the way he plays football, of a guy named Mario Lemieux playing hockey, ice hockey. He was a bigger guy. And Mario Lemieux was born in 1965, so he's a bit older. He's been retired for quite a few years. But one of these guys who was big, and he moved, it seemed like he moved slow, but he didn't. He moved quick, but he looked like he was so smooth that you just couldn't take the puck away from him. Anyway, let's see some other thing. How about some music news from this day? Let's see what happened in 1990. Buddy Holly's acoustic guitar, his Gibson guitar, sold for just a little bit less than £140,000, about $237,000 in a Sotheby's auction. Right, it was in a tooled leather case that Buddy Holly himself made. And we also have, if we go back far enough, we have the birth of June Carter Cash. And she would go on to marry Johnny Cash, of course, hence getting the name June Carter Cash. And she died in May of 2003 at the age of 73. And she had hits with Johnny Cash, including Ring of Fire, Jackson, and If I Were a Carpenter. if you remember that one. Anyway, so there you go. We have the birth of June Carter Cash, a great songwriter. And that kind of leads me to think about Johnny Cash and one of his great songs, The Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire, which was written by his wife, who would later become his wife, June Carter Cash, born on this day in 1929. And we'll take a look at that song, but first we're going to take a real quick break, and then we're going to come back with our section called It's in the Music.
Hay sonidos que despiertan la curiosidad, estimulan tu cerebro, te llenan de energía, frecuencias que te sorprenden, con la que aprenderás siempre algo nuevo, con unas notas de ironía y humor, con vuestra participación, por supuesto, siempre muy importante, y un toque pianísimo para armonizar la tarde. The Sound of English, con David Guedel, de lunes a viernes a las 14 horas.
Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Entra en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Hemos escuchado el movimiento número 12 de John Tunes. Esta tarde tendrá lugar en el Auditorio Nacional una sinfonía del compositor Richard Higgins.
No te líes, lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Nuestros profesores están deseando darte clase. ¿Y tú? ¿No estás deseando venir a conocerlos? Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
It's in the music.
It's in the music, everybody. We're going to talk about the Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire from Johnny Cash, of course. This song came out in 1963. It would go to number 17 on the charts in the United States. Did not chart in the UK. It was written by June Carter Cash. June Carter at the time, who'd later marry Johnny Cash and be known as June Carter Cash, along with Merle Kilgore. And they wrote a lot of other country hits. They acted in a few movies and became a manager for artists like Hank Williams, Kilgore, that is. He was the best man when Carter and Cash got married. Now, June Carter wrote the lyrics about her relationship with Johnny Cash. She felt being around him was like being in a ring of fire. He was involved in drugs, and he had a very volatile lifestyle. When she wrote this, both June and Johnny were married to other people, but they became singing partners and close friends, and by 1967... Cash and Carter were single again, and they got married in 68. Now, Johnny claimed that June saved his life by helping him get off drugs. June died in 2003 after 35 years of marriage to Johnny. Now, according to Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 songs, June Carter wrote this song while she was driving aimlessly one night, worried about Johnny's wild ways. And aware that she couldn't resist him, she thought, yeah. She said there was no way
that you could put out that fire that burns. Mm. Now, not long after hearing June's sister, Anita, sing one of the songs, Cash had a dream that he was singing it with mariachi horns. And Cash's version became one of the biggest hits, one of his biggest hits, and his marriage to June 4 years later helped save his life. So it was an important song in so many ways. Now, in 2004, a company wanted to use this song to promote a hemorrhoid relief product. And Kilgore thought it was a funny idea and liked it. And he thought it was kind of a joke. But they said, no, the song is about the transformative power of love. And that's what it's always meant to me. And what it'll always mean. So they decided not to do it. To do the deal, let's say, to put it on that commercial. But a classic song, one of the greats, one of the great tunes. And why don't we take a look at the lyrics now of this song? Of course, we're talking about Ring of Fire by the late great, we can say late great, means he has passed away, the late Johnny Cash. That's a good, by the way, that's a good expression, late. It doesn't mean that he's llegando tarde. No, he's running. No, he's late. It means that he's dead. Right? But we say the late with someone who has died recently. I mean, Johnny Cash died, I don't know, when did he die? 10 years ago? I think 10 años o menos. Más o menos. About 10 years ago. I think a little bit less. Maybe 8? I don't know. But we could say he's the late. But we don't say like, oh, the late Adolf Hitler. No. Because he died a long time ago, right? In 1944, right? Or 45. But but with someone who died somewhat recently, and maybe some people aren't even sure if he's dead, we say, oh, the late Johnny Cash. He's dead? Yeah, he died 8 years ago. The late Johnny Cash. The late great. You'll hear that one used as well. The late great Johnny Cash. All right, so let's take a look at the lyrics. Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. Okay, love is a burning thing. Una cosa que está quemando. It's something that's burning. Love, so it's hot. It's, you know, there's a lot to it, and it makes a fiery ring. Un anillo de fuego. Fuego. Yeah, a fire ring bound by what? Bound means to be held together. Like I have books. We have Vaughn books that are bound. The pages are attached. They're bound together with, I don't know, glue and, I don't know how they're bound. Glue maybe? There might be even some string inside there and glue. I think mostly glue. But we also have coil bound, right? Spiral bound books. It's to be bound, to be held together. So he says, or she says, bound by wild desire, held together by this wild passion and desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire, went down, 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 and the flames went higher. So she's saying, look, it's something, it's dangerous, but I like it. I'm sort of intrigued by this. Okay. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. I fell into a burning ring of fire, went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Okay, and then the next verse. The taste of love is sweet, the taste of love is sweet, when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child, como un niño, o niña. I fell for you like a child, but... oh, but the fire went wild. So I fell in love for you. So it's like a child, I suppose, meaning like someone who just couldn't control my emotions and I fell for you. To fall for someone, to fall in love, enamorarse. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And then it just repeats. That's it. There's only really two verses to this song, okay? So it starts off, love is a burning thing,
and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. There we go. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. There you go. Johnny Cash, everybody. The great Johnny Cash. And I would have to say it was his most famous song, probably. Hey, Tino? Probably his most famous song. So written from this, the perspective of this girl who says, this guy, me quema, pero me gusta. He's like, I don't know, you know, like this guy, he's got this charm to him. Johnny Cash was doing all kinds of, he was into drugs and alcohol and he was making bad decisions, but she liked him. And she knew it was bad, but it was something that she was attracted to. Anyway, there you go. The Ring of Fire from the great Johnny Cash. The late great. There you go. Johnny Cash. Now, let's take a look at the responses to our Twitter translation, because people are writing in. We have a lot of people writing in. The sentence today, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? Más vale que hagas algo pronto. ¿Eh? Más vale que hagas algo pronto. Hombre. That's what I think on my birthday. ¿Cómo es mi cumpleaños? Bueno. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Let's see what people are saying. We have Juan. Oh, Juan writes in from Colombia. Tino, do we have our South American jingle? Maybe in a minute, in un momento, maybe. Because hace tiempo, it's been a while. Eh? Let's see. Norfu says, oh, happy birthday, Kyle. Have a nice day. Thank you very much. You'd better do something soon. Más vale que. You had better. And that's the correct answer. Victoria has it. Well done, Victoria. You'd better do something soon. You'd better do something soon. So we have La Tia. No, mi tía, pero la tía Ra. Writes in on Twitter. You'd better do something soon. And she says, thanks you for a lot for your wonderful lessons and congratulations. Kisses. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. And thank you. Paula says, you'd better do something soon. Very nice. Happy birthday. Carlos says, you've grown up so much. I don't know. Do you think so? Maybe. I don't know. Jaime says, happy birthday, Kyle. Oh, today is also my wife Maxima's birthday. Congratulations to both of you. Well, thank you. And happy birthday, Maxima. Happy birthday. And thanks for the tweet. Have a happy birthday, Kyle, says Carlos. Oh, and then we got, holy smokes, we got one coming in. We got Victoria, who writes in from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. From Canada. Happy birthday. We love you. Well, thank you. Wow. Someone writing it now. This is Victoria Acosta, who is, I suppose, Spanish, but is writing from Canada. Saskatoon. Woohoo. Cool. Thank you. Thanks for writing in the prairies, the flatlands of Canada. Yes. Happy birthday. People writing in. But yes, the correct answer, you'd better. Más vale que. You'd better do something soon. And we have one from Juan, who writes in from Medellin, Colombia. He says, hi, Kyle. You'd better do something soon, he says. Oh, yeah. Woo. That's right. That's right, everybody. Medellin, Colombia. Nice. Nice. Thank you, Juan. Juan writes in a lot. Thanks, Juan, for your participation in the show all these days. Means a lot to me. Thank you very much. And Paco says, hi, congratulations on your birthday. All the best. And remember, you'll never walk alone on the Drive Time Show. Thank you. Hey, thanks a lot, Paco. Yeah. So many people writing in. Thank you very much, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but I'll be right back with the last half hour, so don't touch that dial.
Baugan Radio Madrid, 100.4 FM.
Padre, ¿pero cómo dices eso en una entrevista, mujer? I'm constipated. No significa estoy constipada, significa estoy estreñida.
Ay.
Deja de pasar bochornos por culpa de tu inglés. Este verano, haz un curso Summer Impact en Baugan. Pregunta por Summer Impact en el 91-133-5833 o infórmate en grupobaugan.com.
¿Eres de los que en verano, cuando llega el calor, dices hot o heat? Si has pensado hot o aún no tienes la respuesta, necesitas mejorar tu inglés. Pero tranquilo, este verano, when the heat comes, tienes una gran oportunidad para conseguirlo. Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
Este verano.